Episode 1911, Are You Just Winging It?
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy every day. Okay, now let's be real here. It's Relationship Builders Day. Have you already lost what day of the week it is? Oh, it's Saturday. So it's a time for you to think about your marriage. How are you building a strong foundation? Are you, or are you just winging it? For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Life gets busy. You've already forgotten what day of the week it is. Emotions run high. Your spouse can't do anything right most of the time. When running in all different directions, are you just winging it? Benjamin Franklin says this, by failing to prepare, you are preparing to fail. Now, I don't know if this was before or after he flew that kite which was struck by lightning, but regardless, it makes perfect sense. A lack of preparation can induce failure. It increases the rate of failure. So why do we continuously live a life of unpreparedness? Are you just winging it? Now, believe it or not, I am one who loves surprises. It's fun. It's awesome. But with anything, we should be prepared, especially in our marriages. Winging it isn't always the answer. In fact, it might be what we think is the easy way out, only to find that it makes life more complicated. Have you been winging it lately? Things are a little bit stressed at home, at the workplace, at school, because it's all the same. And you're like, oh my gosh, I don't have my space. And you thought you had problems before. And now you're like, oh, I thought we could get through this. I mean, 1 week, 2 weeks, we're good. 3 weeks now, 4 weeks, 5 weeks, 6 weeks. Deep breath, deep breath. We need to put our marriages first. Because if we don't begin to start putting our marriages first, where will the family fall? Last. It's just how it is. Your family can only be as strong as your marriage. Now, you might initially say, oh, I don't think that can be the case. No, I want you to really to dissect that. You don't have to do it right this second, but chew on that over the next few days, next few weeks. Our marriages are that important to our family foundation. And right now, where we are in this world, it doesn't matter what country you live in. Your family is your family. And we have got to build our families up again. And that means it starts right here with our marriages. What we put into our marriages will be the minimum of what we get out of it. If we just live our day-to-day completing responsibilities, then the only thing we'll get back is a completed checklist. Now, if that makes you happy, seeing that to-do list all done, okay, then continue living that way. But love isn't about a checklist. Love is a verb. Love requires action. Love requires you to be devoted. That is your KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Be devoted. Wow. Such a simple word. Devoted. D-E-V-O-T-E-D. But somehow, some way, we just think that love is about, well, our responsibilities, our kiddos, getting everybody to the activities, making sure the house is clean. All that is fine and dandy. And yes, we need to do that. We're called to do that. If we're a mom, if we're a dad. But we need to be more than that. And it's got to start with our relationships to each other. Who did you say I do to create the we? Marriage is not about just winging it. Romans 12, verse 10 says this, be devoted to one another in love. honor one another above yourselves. Have you ever tried to one-up your spouse? And I mean in the positive, not the negative. Not like, oh, he says, oh, I can do this. And you're like, uh-uh, I can do this better. And you got that little cute attitude going, oh, no, 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 that's not what I'm talking about. Being devoted, honoring one another above yourselves, raising them up. Have you ever told someone else with your spouse standing in front of you or in the conversation with you and said, you will not believe what my spouse did today? My goodness, he was amazing. He got up, he cooked breakfast, he did the dishes. Then all of a sudden I heard the vacuum cleaner and I thought the kids were doing something. Oh no, it was him. I didn't have to do anything. Have you ever done that to your spouse? Now, maybe it wasn't about vacuuming and doing the dishes and cooking breakfast, but about anything. Oh, have you seen my spouse? And did you hear about what he did helping somebody in the mall? Whatever it was. It lifts them up. It raises them higher. It's honoring them above yourself. Be devoted to one another in love. And love is what? A verb which requires action. It's not just about looking at a list and doing a little check mark. But unfortunately, a lot of us are living that way. And it's not necessarily that we mean to. It's just that we get in our own little ruts. And we just keep going down because it's easy. We feel comfortable. And then there might be a little bump or a little divot that's a little bit deeper. And we're like, whoa, what happened? And then you begin to settle back into your rut. Oh yeah, there you go. Well, we need to take the time and put the energy into our marriages. We need to get out of our ruts and become devoted. So what does that look like? Number one, learn about your spouse. Every single day, be in search of something new when it comes to your spouse. Now, you're probably like, holy cow, Christiane, have you seen my list of new things? Have you looked at what's going on in the world? I have a lot of new things I'm learning. Yes. And your spouse should be one of the first things you're learning about. I know things are crazy. I know you feel like your house and work and school and church and community is all within four walls, but guess what? What an incredible time for you to impact yourself, your spouse, your family, and God. I promise you, he's looking down and wanting to bless you, but we have to be willing to put in the work. We have to be devoted to one another in love. So number one, learn about your spouse every single day. Find something new. I promise you, if you are asking, if you are looking, if you're watching and you're alert to it and aware of it, you will learn something new every single day. And imagine at the end of the year, 365 new things. Oh, and it's a leap year, so you get an extra day. So 366 days this year, you get to learn something new about your spouse. Number two, serve your spouse with an attitude of gratitude. Now, some of us like to serve, but we serve with like, I want something in return. What's my ROI? You know, return on investment. We try to make it a business transaction. Your marriage is not a business transaction. So stop treating it that way. Your marriage is a commitment to a human being created by God. Serve your spouse with an attitude of gratitude. Lift him, lift her up above yourself. Honor her. Honor him. I know he probably gets on your nerves. I know she drives you crazy. But guess what? That is your person. And you said, I'm all in. I do, which makes it a we do. So serve, serve, serve. And finally, number three, love your spouse where he or she is. Love is an action verb. It requires us to do something, not to sit back, not to wait for things to happen, but to love unconditionally. That means with no judgment. I know, because we are sinners. We are not perfect. And we're very much habitual creatures. We like to compare. And so it's easy for us to get caught up in the whole idea of, well, if only he would do this. If only she would work with me on this. We put conditions on our love. Is that really what God intended for marriages to be? Of course not. That's not devotion. That's absolutely what? Treating it like a business transaction. You are to love unconditionally. You are to forgive unconditionally. And I know life can get hectic. I know chaos is around and you're just sometimes pulling your hair out. In fact, maybe you're seeing your true colors come out now because you haven't been to the salon. I know, wasn't that a funny one? Okay, I'll just keep my day job and I won't become a comedian, but I wanted you to smile. I wanted to see if you were listening. We can't let those roots show unless if it's our true beautiful self. Learn, serve, love. Those are the roots. That's what we need for our marriages. That's what we need when it comes to devotion to each other, honoring one another above ourselves. Imagine how our marriages could take flight if we were devoted. Philippians 2 verse 4 says this, "Let each of you look not only to his own interest, but also to the interest of others." This isn't just talking about community. This applies to every relationship. So I want you to apply this verse to your marriage. Are you only looking out for yourself? What's in it for you? Are you listening to that WIIFM station? What's in it for me? And you're tuning it in all the time? Man, it's like a great sound. You just really get into those waves. Woo, I love it. But you're leaving out the most important thing. That's the one that you sleep with. The one that God said, this is yours. The one that you made a commitment to. Marriage was not made to be easy. God wanted us to work at what he believed to be the most sacred celebration, where two become one in marriage, a sacred covenant between you, your spouse, and God. Are you just winging it? Are you just flying by the seat of your pants? Now, yes, you may have a few seasons like that where you're like, Christine, I just got to get through this. And sometimes you just get through it, and that's okay. But you can't live there all the time. Those seasons are usually very short. But these longer seasons, like now, look what's going on in the world today. We do need each other. We need to be willing to lean on each other. We need to be vulnerable with each other. We need to be able to lift each other up. It's not about WIIFM. No, it's all about being devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves. That, my friend, is true love. That, my friend, is marriage. Go out today, be present, be incredible, be you. Hug your spouse, love on him, make it a beautiful day because you're not just winging it. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, beautiful day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.